today we have a pretty interesting group. We'll let you meet them in a few moments, but I want to get right on to some music from them. We're pleased to welcome this group, Joy Toujours, and the... We're all in position. We're all ready to go. Okay. Joy Toujours and the Toys du Jour. Joy Toujours and the Toys du Jour. I'm starting to be able to say that without looking at my notes or anything. Joy, tell me about this group.
We're friends who play music, and sometimes it works out really well.
Well, that one worked out pretty well, I think. Thanks. It sounded good. I know it's hard.
It was tiresome. It was off the first CD. We're currently starting our next album.
How long have you been playing together?
As this group, the five of us study probably 6 months. A year? Oh, no, because everyone was on the album, so, yeah, about a year.
About a year. Well, let's figure out who everybody is. That's Joy, who you just heard from.
Hi.
And Emily is playing snare. Hi, Emily. And AK is playing bass. And, oh, don't tell me. I shouldn't have to look at my notes.
You can look.
It's Elaine, right? Elena is playing tambourine and such. And then quietly in his Kranich shirt playing the dulcimer. That one I do have to look at. It's Luke. I didn't look. I remembered as soon as I started to look, because Luke and Luke are similar. In fact, if Boot is, Boot would be Boot and Luke could be, never mind, but it's really good to have all of you guys.
Thank you for having us.
It is good to be here.
Is everything we're going to hear original?
Today, everything's original. We do a lot of covers randomly for shows. We're playing at the bowling alley.
Arsenal
next week
bowling.
At Arsenal,
and we're
going to
dress up like Big Lebowski characters and do some songs from the
That's
Big Lebowski.
That's a frightening movie. That's a very frightening movie.
Yeah, it's creepy.
It's, I mean, I like,
I've never seen
I
it.
I like Coen Brothers movies, but that one's a little scary. Are you all from Pittsburgh originally? Let's find out where you're from, and this will give us a chance to mention names again. Then we'll hear another song. Where are you from, Elena?
Well, I'm originally from New York.
From what part?
New Rochelle. It's outside the city.
That's where Dick Van Dyke lived on the Dick Van Dyke Show.
It was. And
with Millie next door.
Richard Roundtree also graduated from New Rochelle High School, Shaft.
Well, you guys have an Ithaca sound, so I was going to ask about Ithaca.
Tell them the story, AK.
Is there a story, AK, an Ithaca story?
Ithacastery.
What's that?
So me and Elena picked apples in Ithaca.
Are you serious?
This past fall at Cornell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Cornell has a scene, a folk and acoustic scene that you guys would fit really well into, I think.
Joey, can we move to Ithaca now?
No.
Yeah.
I hear it's gorgeous there.
We want you
gorgeous.
To stay here.
Gorgeous there?
We want you to stay
well,
here.
Now it's fences, but.
Luke, where are you from?
Oh, I'm from around these parts. My family's from down south, so I've done a lot of jumping around down in Mississippi and Texas and Alabama. But for the most part, I grew up in these parts.
Well, great. And how about you, AK?
Pretty much just Pittsburgh.
Anywhere else? Butler?
Down south, too, I guess.
I'm thinking AK Steel, Butler. And you know there's a steel mill named after you. Did you live in Butler?
For 3 years.
Joey lived there for 3 years. Are you from Pittsburgh originally?
No, before that I was in Marblehead outside of Boston, then Jacksonville.
Florida or yeah. South Carolina? North
Florida.
Carolina? Florida. And then finally, Emily.
I'm from Pittsburgh. Where born about? And raised at McKeesport.
All right. Well, we were just in McKeesport this week. We were at McKeesport High School recording stories with kids.
Cool.
So what would you like to play next?
We'll talk. This next song is called Unconscious Me. It's going to be on the next album.
Okay. Here again, Joy Toujours and the Toys du Jour.
There's been ways to get in. fences, there's been ways to get in. Never since that there's been fences, there's been ways to get in. Singing their songs, their songs, their songs, so we do not sing along.
The Saturday Light Brigade with Joy Toujours and the... Hang on now, Joy Toujours and the Toys du Jour. I almost hate to ask you the background, but I like it.
Stewie used to play saxophone, and what else do we play?
No, that was Lisa Simpson played Last saxophone. Deal. Oh, these are real people, not cartoon characters.
Yeah, no, Stewie's a real person. Okay. Stewie used to play with us, and he used to play sax and lap steel, and he came up with the name because if you put it on English, it means joy every day, and the toys of the day.
So yeah, like, I like
originally it.
It
was me and whoever else showed up that day to play, which sometimes would be me and one other person, then sometimes like at the Air Benefit last year was like 12, 10 people.
I really like what you're doing too. And as you're listening, you may be wondering a little bit how this is all being created. I don't want to give away too many. Well, you'd be watching, so you would know if you were actually watching these guys perform. There's a lap dulcimer, a tambourine, three or four vocalists, depending on the songs. There's a snare drum. Do you typically use a bigger kit when you perform out,
Emily? No, my kit actually just grew a couple days ago.
Okay. So what else do you have besides the snare? I can't see.
A tambourine on my foot.
Okay, the foot tambourine. And then Joy is playing uke, but... He's also playing, is there a name for the violin, sort of the bodiless violin. Yeah, the electric violin, and is doing some sampling occasionally so he can play with himself as he performs, which is really pretty cool. And is anybody else being sampled? Just Joy?
Yeah, I'm the only one with a loop pedal, which we're trying to phase out.
Yeah.
It gets weird sometimes.
Yeah, it's tough to do. You know, not everybody can be Buddy Nut. You know, who's able. I don't know
Buddy
if you know Buddy,
awesome.
who's able to know be eight people at the same time. Did you guys tour much?
We just toured. Where did we go? We've toured. This group has toured three times. Not everyone that's here right now, but me and Emily have toured three times.
Midwest.
Oh, we went to Kansas, Lawrence. It was a great place.
What are the venues that? You'll fit into as you tour.
We've played in baseball fields,
yeah.
Quick stop, convenience stores.
I'd see you at a lot of folk festivals too.
Yeah.
I mean, at least I think. Even at more open-minded bluegrass festivals and old-time music and dance festivals. I say open-minded because some bluegrass festivals are very traditional bluegrass. But it's a neat sound, and it reminds me a little bit of the Horseflies. I don't know if you know that band or not.
No.
Oh, well, I have to introduce you to them. And I don't mean that at all, that it's like them or identical in any ways. It's a similar genre of sort of a cacophonous sound of people singing and playing traditional instruments in a pretty innovative way. So. It's fun to listen to you. Are there albums out that folks can get? You mentioned
we put one album out last June. It's got 12 songs. We still play a number of them, and it's called Onward. And if anyone asks us for one, we normally have them on us, and we'll just give them.
Great.
To people.
And we've linked to their MySpace site where you can hear more music and find out more about them, and also. Find a Facebook site.
Got done with two music videos. We did one in October. That's can we talk about the fracking thing at all?
Well, sure. We're
it's
not
just about the fact that if the water gets fracked and you drink it, you turn into a zombie. And, and the band has to battle some zombies.
Well, that's a nice story.
That was a fun music video. And then we went out to this haunted hotel in Windburg, PA. And film the second music.
I've heard about that hotel, actually.
It's a great time. Very scary.
The zombie phenomenon is a true, that's a regional, true Pittsburgh thing. And I hate to waste too much time or spend too much time, but I was a zombie. I'm in Dawn of the Dead as an extra.
No way!
In a visible scene. In a visible scene. Everybody seen Dawn of the Dead?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a movie or a shot in it where a guy's getting his blood pressure taken in a blood pressure machine that you put a quarter in and it takes his blood pressure. and a zombie grabs his arm and eats it, and then they pan over to the blood pressure going down to zero. I'm the zombie that eats the arm. Yes, I'm the only zombie with glasses. That's how you could. I'm quite serious. You could.
That's so awesome.
I was about 15 or 16, and it was a lot of fun. They filmed that in the Monroeville Mall.
Yeah.
And I love the poetry of zombies walking through the mall. That's actually a. If you haven't seen that movie, I'd suggest you see it. I'm glad you guys have seen it. It's a fun movie. I got a dollar for it. A dollar and all the cold cuts I could eat.
That's definitely worth it.
This is your show, though, not mine. What do you want to do next?
A little song called Touche Moi.
Once again, joy du jour and the toys du jour.
And if you need a little love from me, and if you need a little help from me, pick up that phone, ou je t'aime aussi. Bonjour, comme t'allez-vous? Allez, dit-il-vous. 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 Singing it, 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 and if you're feeling love, oh, touche moi. And if you don't know, sing it, oh, comme si, comme ça. And if there's no way, scream it, oh, let's have it. And if there's problems, say, oh, say like that. Bonjour, comme t'allez-vous, allez, dites-le. Bonjour, comme t'allez-vous, allez, dites-le.
You guys watch me cleaning up my water spill.
I was like, he better put a cap on.
I know, that's bad. I left an uncapped bottle. We hate to talk about these things. But, you know, Liz Adams is doing a great job mixing you guys today right now.
Thanks, Liz.
Thanks, Liz.
Liz played an April Fool's Day joke on me, and she left it was a cup of coffee that looked like it was spilled.
Oh, yeah, we heard
okay?
about that.
Yeah, awesome. And she left it on the console here and for me to see and for me to have a fit over, and I was actually very calm, and I just said, I think you better clean that up, you know, and afterwards she was saying, you know, I can't believe you were that calm about it. I said, I do stuff like that all the time, and I think I jinxed myself because I just did it.
Is that a ukulele in the corner there?
That is a cigar box ukulele. You're welcome to attempt it if you'd like, but thank you, and forgive me for talking about things you can't see right now, but these guys had to watch me feverishly mopping up water as they played and hoping that I don't have to fire myself later today for having done what I just did. I think it's okay. We can all hear ourselves. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. It's 16 minutes before noon. I think we're going to have time for about three more songs.
Can we do two in a row?
I'm guessing. You can do two in a row. That'll give me time to mop up more.
Awesome, because we just recorded these two to put out a 7-inch vinyl, if anyone remembers what that is.
Oh, yeah. Very nice. Vinyl.
So we're going to put these out pretty soon. The song's called Tonight is the Night, followed by You're Beautiful.
place to call it even. Got all the truths we need, am I be heaven? Doing an angel like pop-popping on your head. And said the devil things I ought not have said.
Tonight is the night. Oh, 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 oh. Tonight is the night. Oh, 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 oh.
that gets a wow. Oh my goodness, Joy to yours and the Toys du jour. And I don't know where to start. I've got to make a couple observations. First of all, Joy, yeah, we saw the lights flicker there. Yeah, you are electrifying. First of all, well, I'll turn to Joy in a minute. Let me turn to Emily. You have quite a voice. The first song was incredible. You're a great singer. And thank you. And then Joy, we all happen to notice you using the electric drill to play the electric fiddle. Is that an original technique? Or
Somewhat, but before that, why is there...
Oh.
I guess I shouldn't talk about this because people can't see it.
Why is there a
China
marker?
Pencil.
Oh, yeah, don't pull it. It's a self-sharpening... yes, don't pull the string. It's a self-sharpening...
So as it gets dull, you pull the string and it sharpens itself.
That's,
that's amazing.
A China marker.
I've never seen that.
It's a prehistoric Sharpie.
I'm 30 years old and I've never seen that. I'm almost as old as this program.
Yeah. Yeah, almost. Oh, you know our age. That's nice of you to know our age.
So the Baringhof Museum. You ever hear of the Baringhof Museum?
Yes, we have.
20, 30 minutes outside of the city.
Yeah.
Eccentric German guy had this big mansion, which is a fun place to go and tour anyways because it's got these crazy indoor hidden rooms with no exits and just this eccentric mansion to go through that you'll see all types of indoor pools with crystallites that are fake, dripping fake water or
and he's
real
got
water.
All these musical instruments in there.
He has a collection of old school jukeboxes where the music was actually played by instruments. And in that collection, he has one that's dueling violins. The violins were played by little rotating wheels. So when I saw that, I went home and tried the drill, and it sounded good. So I like it.
Yeah, it was fun to listen to. And the Regina machines, I think, are in there. Are they in there? These are these sort of prehistoric, excuse me, music boxes that are played with these. They look like saw blades, these big discs.
Oh, the ones that are curved.
Yeah. They're really, really neat. So. Yeah.
No, that place is amazing. I recommend it.
Yeah.
It's a good trip for anyone.
If you ever get to Sarasota, there's a museum similar to that there. I can't remember the name of it, but it would be obvious. It's like the Museum of Mechanical Music or something.
I like the Baringhof Museum because it's not like downtown. It's like you have to... go into the woods and find this thing.
Yeah, it's out there and it's out there, both at the same time.
Totally.
Excuse my, I still have this bronchitis recovery going on here. We have probably time for one more, if you got it, if you want it.
What do you want to do?
Do you think he can do one? You don't have to, but we'd love to have you do one more.
AK wants to do Derelict Dreams. I'm in love with Cheer So Long.
Derelict Dreams. I'd say I'm in love.
Let's try it. Let's give it a shot.
Before you get into it, are you playing anywhere soon where people can see you?
We're playing at Arsenal.
Arsenal, right.
Bowling Alley on Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Now, tomorrow night we're playing in Joe's basement.
Joe's basement. Okay.
So if you call us or message us, we'll...
Yeah.
If you look up, if you Google Joy du jour, I mean, there's Facebook and MySpace. You can send us messages.
I was thinking that was a Frank Zappa song. That's Joe's Garage. Okay, Joe's Basement is where we're going.
It's a basement of a girl named Jill.
Okay. Oh, Jill.
But there's a lady named Stephanie Niles coming up from New Orleans that plays piano fabulously and has a fabulous voice.
Great. Well, we got about maybe 3 minutes of radio time, or 3-4 minutes. So let me turn it right back over. Thank you, Joy du jour and the Toys du jour.
Thank you.
She's in love.
I really like you guys. Thank you for being
like
here.
Oh, we like you too.
I was looking forward to this partly because I kind of knew what to expect, but didn't know. I knew I was going to like it. I didn't know I was going to like it as much as I
Sincere
do. Thank
thanks.
You.
Sincere
really. Joy du jour to the toys du jour. Elena, you have a great voice too. And you two whistle just wonderfully. Wonderfuling whistlers. And Kate, you have a good voice. Everybody here has a good voice. I don't want Luke to feel left out either. Or you, Joy.
Luke, you have a good voice too.
Luke didn't sing voice. Too much today.
You can hear him sing on the bowling alley.
You can hear today's program in archival format by going to slbradio.org. If you want to hear these folks once again, we thank them for being here with us today. We thank all of our guests as well. Our pianist representing the Pittsburgh Concert Society here earlier. Thank you to Catherine Jo for being here with us. Also, Mary Grace Meland, Emily Weaver, Alexis Payne, and Marilyn Egan from Pittsburgh Opera. Hal Walker and his daughter Hallie Walker playing live music early this morning, and Nancy Knaus representing the Penn State branch of Master Gardeners. We tried to acknowledge every name today. As you called, emailed, or participated by Facebook, if we missed your name, our apologies. If it's your style to listen without calling, insert your name right here. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade. And we hope we'll see you again Saturday morning right here at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUPFM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, Ohio, 91.1 WSAJ Grove City, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUC Clarion, PCE TV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and live and on demand at slbradio.org, where it's always Saturday.